Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Mathis Media Hub Radio. You know, I have a spectacular guest on today. He is such a personality. His name is Fabian G. And let me read a little something about him. This is a quote from Fabian. He says, "I try not to take things too seriously and enjoy what life throws at me. Good or bad. I'm a free spirit, and even though I'm married with children, I have been blessed with a family that is willing to follow me anywhere. That is great. I'm an artist, graphic designer, web developer, and I love the new opportunities e-commerce offers in this new age of the internet. I also lend myself on occasion for interior design." Ooh, we have to talk about that. "I love nature, photography, and a good campfire where I can play my guitar." So welcome, Fabian G. How are you?
You almost made me cry.
Oh, boy.
What a great...
That was great, though. I mean, you know, those are your words.
Yeah, I know.
That's nice.
That was my first thing, the interior design, you know, old fashioned,
you're
you know.
Kidding. I didn't
pen
know
and
that.
Paper, pen and paper. Oh yeah,
yeah,
I was big on that. Big on that. I'll probably soon start posting some of my old jobs that I did on that new network TSU. So you could check
right.
it out.
So you're on TSU, Fabian G. You can find him on TSU. He's blowing up on there. So you can go, or what, they can get a link from you. Where's the link?
Well, you got the link right below the broadcast there. It says...
okay, that's right.
TSU.co/ Fabian G. You can check out my profile and all the madness. As a matter of fact, today we're having a zero-gravity space party.
Really?
It's just some crazy stress-relieving stuff. You know, last week I put a post there where I took out the desert in Arizona and they could all bring their junk from their house and we blow it up.
You're
and people just started contributing junk and you know,
wow.
It's all virtual stuff. You know, we
yeah.
get virtually drunk, we trip, we eat mushrooms, all kinds of stuff.
Okay.
It's crazy stuff. I mean, if you would read
yeah.
it, you'd think we were bonkers, you know. It's like, what the hell are these people doing here? But
funny.
It's fun. I'm in with a group of a bunch of artists and a lot of good
huh.
engagement. And I've met a lot of people, artists from all over the world, you know, including designers.
Wow.
And people should know
that you're in Panama right now.
Yes,
living the life.
Yes.
Wow.
Living the life with the wife.
There you go.
Yeah. Well, my mom, ever since I was a kid, she always says I had ants in the pants. I cannot keep still, and I cannot work indoors. I mean, it just doesn't work
yeah.
for me. I just crazy. I go crazy.
So you have
you know,
to be
I
outdoors.
Remember. Yeah, I remember. You know, I was in Hawaii as a young kid during the military. You know,
mm-hmm.
I joined the Navy to see the world, and
okay.
I remember being in a restaurant, and this guy was about. I say in his late 40s, 50s, right? And I was having lunch or dinner, I don't recall. And I asked him, "Man, this place is gorgeous. I love it, man. I think I want to live here." And
yeah.
I says, "How, you know?" And he had a New York accent because I knew he wasn't from Hawaii. And
right.
I asked him, I says, "How long have you been here?" He says, "Well, I came here about 30 years ago.
Oh, my God.
On my honeymoon. And I says, wow, that's great. I says, you had no problem with your wife, you know? And she says, no, my wife didn't want to stay, so I sent her back home.
You're kidding.
She got divorced on her honeymoon.
Oh, my Lord. Oh, he's my saying, Lord.
So when he, when I heard that, that kind of hit home. I was like, holy crap. I mean, like, this is really something, you know? So
yeah, yeah.
I, you know,
but, your wife and kids came with you, right?
Well, my wife and kids, it gets a little complicated because my wife and, is from Colombia.
Oh,
so she,
okay.
She came to Panama. So
okay.
I met my wife about 8 years ago here in Panama. This is after I got divorced. I met my wife in Panama trying to look for another wife, so I was hanging out in front of the universities. I'd see a nice girl pass by, I'd say hello, you know, whoever would respond, hey, you know, you got to try. At least, you know.
Yeah.
At least 20 hellos, I get like 3 or 4, you know. I'm like, okay, you know.
Yeah.
But thank God she's a sweetheart, right? She'll follow me anywhere, you know.
That's nice.
It doesn't matter. So, after I got divorced the second time, I was living in the Florida Keys. And by then I pretty much did the whole East Coast and some of the West Coast and some of, a lot of states. And I wound up in the Keys, and I had a water sports business. And you know, when you go down to Key West, they have this southernmost point. They got this big monument, and you're actually 90 miles away from Cuba. On a clear day, you could see a speck of the island of Cuba out there.
Wow,
so
nice.
I remember that day. I remember what the guy told me in Hawaii. And then I remember that day down in Key West. This was after I was, after I got stuck. And I looked out, and it was a clear day, and I saw Cuba. Mm-hmm. And I pointed to it, and I says, hey, I think it's time to go. And it was just... So, what really pushed me was when the economy started going down the toilet. So I said, "What am I going to do?"
Yeah.
So that was a good push. So from there I wound up going to Mexico. And then all the way down to Colombia. I hit everywhere, you know, Costa Rica, Salvador, all these places. And with me, I had a certain, thing that I lived by. I have to live near the ocean because I love the water.
Wow, yeah.
But I also love the mountains.
Okay.
But you need.
So that sounds.
But you also
nice.
Need the city. Yeah, and you also need the city in case you need a good hospital or anything. You know.
That's right.
And I
so
I looked. Yeah, I looked all over, and I found my ingredient. I call it my triangle. I found it here because you don't want to be too far away from each because then it becomes a chore.
Right.
I mean, if you have to drive, get away to the mountains and drive 4 hours, it's like, you'll probably do it for like months, and then all of a sudden it's like, I don't want to go.
Yeah.
So now.
So when did you, go ahead. No.
So now,
I was going to say.
If I leave my apartment, I can be in the mountains in roughly an hour and 15 minutes, and then from there I can be on the beach in 20 minutes.
Wow!
So this is my triangle.
You're
that makes
living
me happy.
The life. When do you have time to be an artist or a graphic designer or a web developer? It seems like you have the life of Riley here. So when do you have time? My goodness!
Laptop.
Yeah.
Laptop.
Oh,
laptop.
That's right. You're right.
Because
that's
you
right.
Know, it's,
you could
it
sit
was
on the
maybe,
beach.
It was, yeah, it was maybe about 3-4 years ago that I started learning all these Photoshop programs and Illustrator, you know. So I learned them. It was kind of easy for me because I just kind of transferred my know-how of pen and paper digitally now. Mm-hmm. So, and actually, it's a hell of a lot easier digital than it is sitting
than
down
it is
and
writing down
English stuff. So it's pretty cool. Yeah, it just opened up a whole nother world.
The stuff that you do as far as web developing is fascinating. You know, you really know how to work those ads and all that stuff. That's terrific.
I had clients developing websites and all that stuff, but I gave it up. Not to say anything bad about my old customers, but they were all a pain in the ass. I mean, can you change this? Can you change that? You know, after 4 weeks of sending emails out, I said, look, you need to proof this, so this is why it's going to go live. And as soon as it goes live, they said, well, I didn't ask you to do that. Well, you didn't answer my damn emails. So I'm like, I just got tired. Hey, the heck with all this crap. I mean, like, I'm done.
I don't blame you.
So I kind of just, like, got rid of all that junk, and I started the e-commerce thing and the push button, you know, buy this.
Right.
Okay, you don't like it, fine, refund, you know, send it back. That's it. I you know, it's all email. I don't have to talk to you. I started a few months ago doing a drop shipping thing where I copy and paste items on Amazon, and then I paste them. Oh, actually, I copy the descriptions on Amazon, and then I paste it in eBay, and I mark up the price.
Oh, wow.
And I get paid for it. No overhead, no stock, no nothing. When I buy it on eBay, I buy it through my PayPal account. It goes in my PayPal account, and then I use that money to buy the stuff on Amazon, and then I let Amazon ship it.
That's why you can live the life. That's why. We have a caller. Hold on a second, okay? Hold on.
Okay. All right.
Hello, who's calling?
Hello.
Hey, who's calling for? You're calling to speak to Fabian?
Yes. I just wanted to know how he managed to figure that out. That whole process. How long did it take him?
How long did it take you,
Fabian? Who is this?
This is Carlitos. This is Carlitos.
Oh, Carlitos. How are you?
I'm fine,
thank
you.
What do you mean, how long did it take you? What you taught me
this whole
thing. Oh. this is my good friend. This is my good friend in Panama.
Oh,
I didn't know that.
Hi.
Well,
actually, it took me about 3 hours to learn this process.
3 hours.
Wow.
Well, how long did it take you to learn all the computer stuff? How did you manage to put that all in your brain?
Wow.
I buckled down. I studied. I tell you, I studied for about a year. You know, led to another. At first, it was strictly, let me transfer all my art and stuff digitally. Let me find out how to do that. And then, you know, when I finally got that, it kind of like everything started expanding. I said, okay, well, you know, let me try and figure out what HTML code is in websites. And then that led to PHP and this and that and then it just kept growing.
I don't even understand it. Yeah. Let me ask the caller. Is he living the life of Riley? I mean, is he like just living the life that people really wish they could live in Panama?
I would have to say yes, because he has, you know, peace of mind. He loves what he does, which is probably the most important thing. Most people, you know, don't love what they do. They might fill cavities and make crowns, and they may, build buildings. But do they love, truthfully, I think, artists, musicians, and in Fabian's case, he is an artist and a musician in the way he does this. So it's kind of, fortunately for him, he's able to do it, but it's so difficult for the average person.
Well, like you said, it sounds terrific, and a lot of people do not get to follow their passion and their dream, things that they really like to do, right?
That's right.
That's correct. Fabian is the king of it all. You're the king, Fabian.
There's only one advice I can give to people that want to do something like this. Shit can everybody that's holding you back. That's it.
That's right.
That's it.
That's
you got to
right.
shit can them. I mean,
yep.
Because
the trouble is most of the time what's holding people back is themselves.
True.
Yeah.
That is true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was a post that I put up a few days ago. I put a whole bunch of chains up, and I said,
right.
"All our lives
oh.
we live in chains, but we never realize we have the key."
That's right.
Yeah, that's
right.
Right. That's
yeah.
right. Well, we're going to go to a commercial, all right?
Okay.
And we'll be
okay.
right back. Hold on.
Okay.
Here is a well-documented fact. Humans spend approximately 33% of life in bed. That's a good reason to consider bringing your bed into the 21st century with Function All Linens. They'll change your bedtime forever. Designed for every kind of bedtime you can imagine, these fun and functional bed sheets have his and her side pockets that hold pretty much everything but the kitchen sink. The pockets allow you to have your cell phone, iPad, remotes, and anything else you need within your fingertips reach at all times. No more cluttered nightstands. No more fumbling around in the dark. Simply reach for your pocket. Experience the affordable comfort and pure luxury that only Function All Linens can offer. For more information or to order, visit functionall-linens.com or beddazzle.com.
You didn't mention anything about the resilience.
Welcome back to Mathis Media Hub Radio. We're talking to Fabian G, and we're also talking to, now, which I forgot the guest's name. What is your name?
Carlitos.
And they're both in Panama.
Carlitos Way.
That's
okay.
Right.
Actually,
that is fantastic.
Actually, Carlitos is living the life too, because he's got a house in Florida.
Uh huh.
And he stays in Florida a little bit, and he comes here to Panama, and then when he comes to Panama, he'll travel to Colombia and other places, and he's all over the place too.
That's terrific. That's terrific.
Yeah, no.
So, and Carlito sounds like he's living the life that he wants to live as well. You guys are both living the life. I think we lost Carlito, but you guys are both living the life that you want to live, and that's important.
Well,
Carlito, is
happy.
That you? Yeah.
You got to be
right.
happy. I mean, there's no reason to be miserable.
That's right.
You know, and when misery strikes, just laugh at it. That's it. That's all I can say.
That's right. You're absolutely right.
Just laugh
right.
at it, and at least learn from it. You know.
Yeah.
You know,
but
you have such a
contagious, great personality. You know, talking with you, a person automatically smiles. You sound like you're living the life that you want to live. You really, really do.
Wow! Thank you.
Oh yeah.
And
oh yeah.
I just had, and it's funny because when I was in the Keys and I had my business, I was like in a really hot spot for the water sports business. I had a lot of celebrities visit me. You know, I had Jack Nicholson, Charlene Tempers. I used to rent boats out to the Miami Dolphins, and Budweiser used to come down and rent my boats to do commercials and all that stuff.
Wow.
And my ex-wife didn't like that because they wanted a captain on the boat, and I was loaded with models, you know, would take them to some island.
Were you the captain?
Well, they would not rent the boat unless I captained the boat. So I was like, okay. Not
you're
a problem.
Funny. I think we have another caller. Hold on. I think it's another caller, or it could be the guy calling back. Hold on. Hello, this is Mathis Media Hub Radio. Who's calling?
Oh, Joanne, baby, this is Sal Sergio, the mayor of rock
Sal
and roll.
Oh, Sal Sergio. How are you? Sal's going to be on Monday, Sal. We can't wait to get you
on.
Oh,
yes, yes, yes.
I produce like
okay.
You guys are doing a heck of a job over there, let me tell you.
We're having a fabulous talk with Fabian, Sal. It's
I know,
like
that's why.
He's chilling out.
Yeah, that's why I called. I said, I got to call in. I said, I know the show was going on tonight. I said, I got to call in and hang out with the old crew, you know?
That's right. That's right. And he's in Panama. He is relaxed. He probably has a super tan, you know? He's not talking about that. But it's so great that you both are on, and I'm talking to both of you. I love it.
Dude, just like old times.
It's like old times, is right. So do you have a question for Sal? Do you have a question for Fabian or anything that you want to ask him? Do you guys talk lately?
Yeah, we keep in touch on Facebook. We haven't talked for a while, but I know Fabian has been doing some amazing work with his artwork and creating some cool stuff, and he always shows me, so I figure I got to call up and compliment him over the air, you know?
Nice.
How are you, brother?
Yeah. I'm doing good, man. I see you doing a lot of movies now, and you got a couple of good things going on there.
Yeah, you know, what I always say, Joanne and Fabian, is there's so much going on that nothing is going on.
Right.
Hey, don't forget this, Sal. I don't know if you remember, but when you get the opportunity, my wife, Lucia, still wants that autograph from Julia Roberts.
Oh, yes, yes.
Nice.
I didn't forget that. I really didn't forget that. But I have not run into Julia Roberts at all.
But you know what? You know, even if you don't run into Julia, because I know you hang out with with her brother a lot.
Brother,
Just have him sign it and just put Julia.
Yeah, yeah.
That'd be great. But Sal worked with her brother. Didn't you do a movie with him, Sal?
Oh, actually, I got him in a few movies. I'm the one who got him in the movies.
Really?
I did. I was in Jesse, and you know, I got most of the stars in that movie. William Forsythe, I called. I got him in. Eric Roberts, I called him. Got him in. Mondesante. I got him in. So, you know, I know all these people, but I've learned my lesson, you know, because, you know, I got him also in The Night Never Sleeps, and through me, he ended up doing a bunch of other Long Island movies, because now they're all, you know, all the people from that scene, they start, like, you know, jumping in on the action, you know. Yeah.
Sal.
Yeah.
Sal.
Yeah.
That the movies with him, that's not important, man. Who else?
It's not.
Who else gave piggyback rides to Eric Roberts in the China Club?
That's right.
Nobody. That's it, you know.
And my back.
With the movies. Come on, I had Eric Roberts on my back. Spank me.
Well, we have another caller, guys. Hold on 1 second, okay?
Go ahead. I'm going to listen in.
Okay. This is Mathis Media Hub Radio. Who's calling?
Hi, it's Carlito's back again.
Carlito. Yeah, we dropped you. We lost you. We've got Sal Sergio on right now with Fabian. And Sal, this is
great.
Carlito. He lives in Panama with where Fabian is. He's a friend of Fabian's, actually.
Yeah.
Hi, Sal. How are you?
Carlito. How you doing, brother?
How's it going?
I'm hanging loose like a long-haired goose. I'm over here in New York, you know?
We love New York.
My wife has been missing. Are you with her?
Your wife?
Your wife? Your wife? going to get some tea, I'm hoping, for a little iced tea. She's doing some more.
What are you doing with my wife?
Does he mean me or Carlito?
I have to warn you, man. Mrs. G has a gun.
Mrs. G would kill me. Here's Mrs. G.
Oh, you see? Holy crap. What the hell are you doing with my wife?
Yeah, she's on top of things.
So, Fabian, now all the websites that you have listed here, which are five, so you're doing the Sioux, and then there's one that's Marketing Graphics Vault, and then there's Artist website. Yeah, and Sunfrog Shirts.
Yeah, I do artwork for T-shirts now.
Nice.
So you can click on that and see the T-shirts. The only ones I have is for guitar right now, but I'll start doing more.
Yeah.
My graphics site is down because we just migrated from one server to another, and the only site that's important to me got screwed up in the migration. So who the heck knows when that's going to be up again? But I have like 400 or 500 different, you know, graphics products and templates and stuff, you know, specifically for web designers. You know, it's kind of like an iStock, you know, where you buy images and all that stuff. Oh, you've seen it.
Right. Yes, I have. Yeah. It's great. It's really
down.
Terrific. Yeah.
Yeah, it's so great. It's not working anymore.
Oh. Okay. Well, it'll be back
down.
Up, you said. Right. So tell us about your music. Tell us about your music, Fabian.
My music career started with Sal Cerci, and I sucked.
Really?
Throughout my years, I got over my shyness, and I hunkered down a little bit, and I learned some chords and stuff, and I started singing. And now I bring it to parties and people love it, you know.
Yeah.
I'm not on a professional level as Sal is, but I can carry my own, you know. So
good, okay.
So it's
really
we
good.
I didn't know
we
I was
like
a professional.
We got like 3 minutes left, right?
We've got two minutes and 13 and 12 seconds. So I need to ask you, before you leave, I need to ask you, for those who are listening and they can't, or they don't have the gusto that you have about following your passion, what advice would you give them?
Jump out the window. I don't know, man.
Oh,
that's not encouraging, Fabian.
This show's going to be banned on MTV.
Do what's in your heart and screw what everybody else says. That's all I'm saying. Screw what everybody else says. I mean, if you stay in your little box and are afraid what people are going to think, then that's no good. The heck with it. You know, do what you got to do. Let me give a shout out to all my TSU family and to and Jolanta, my adopted mother Robin, and Suzanne, who are going through some pretty tough times right now. You know, I love you guys and I know you'll get all through it and we'll see you back on Sue very soon. I love you guys.
Okay.
What else? Don't jump out the window.
I was going to mention that Sal Cerci will be here on Monday. So tune in. Sal will be here Monday at 6 o'clock. Fabian G. I like that new name, Fabian G. It was fantastic having you. Carlito, thank you for calling in from Panama.
Absolutely.
Last one to my wife, Lucia. I love you, honey. Mwah.
Oh, yeah, Lucy. Okay. All right. Well, thank you guys so much. You're all so terrific. Take care.
Thank you, guys.
Okay.
Thank you, Joe. Bye.
Right,
you're welcome. Bye-bye. Bye, Sal. Bye. See you Monday. Bye, Carlito.
Bye.
Thank you for listening. This has been a Mathis Media Hub production.